From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The Missouri Public Defender System is asking for more funding to efficiently try cases throughout the state of Missouri. The office spoke to the House Budget Committee this morning to outline its budget requests for the 2019 fiscal year. In addition to hiring more lawyers for the system, funding would go toward opening new offices in the state. Under law, public defender offices need to align with judicial circuits. However, according to Director Michael Barrett, a lack of funding means some offices are serving more than one circuit district. Barrett cited the office in Columbia as an example.
You know, as the southern part of the state has grown, we have a southern district now, but we have no appellate office in that district. So the entire southern part of the state on appeals, which we're required to do by statute, is covered by our Columbia office.
The requested funding would also go toward creating a new pay structure. A school shooter killed 17 people in a high school in Parkland, Florida yesterday. In Columbia Public Schools, teachers and staff are trained to deal with active threats. Columbia Board of Education member Christine King says these incidents are moments where parents and guardians pause to think about the safety of their children.
I think I would just tell parents that they need to really trust their instinct and talk to their children, and also don't be afraid to go in and talk to your individual school administrators. But again, it kind of has to fit, you know, where the child is in school and why they're feeling anxious.
King says that the district has good safety measures in place to deal with potential threats. The City of Columbia's 2017 citizen survey results are in, and respondents were particularly critical of one area of public safety. KBIA's Shoshana Dubnow has the story.
The survey revealed that citizens' satisfaction with quality of police services decreased in the past year. Only 47% of residents indicated that they were satisfied with police response times and efforts to prevent crimes. Dale Roberts is the executive director of the Columbia Police Officers Association. He says he's not at all surprised.
We're not embarrassed by that number. We don't feel like we got a bad grade. It actually supports what we have been saying all along, which is we need more officers.
Roberts says the National Sources of Law Enforcement Employment Data recommends there should be 2.5 police officers employed for every 1,000 citizens. In Columbia, this would be 301 police officers compared to the 128 it has now. In the survey, 58% of citizens said they were likely or very likely to support a property tax increase to hire 30 new police officers. Shoshana Dubnow, KBIA News.
Kansas City Attorney Craig Odear has entered the race for U.S. Senate as an independent. Odear launched his campaign today with a news conference in Kansas City, criticizing both Democrats and Republicans for producing division and gridlock. Odear, who is 60, has been active in fundraising for candidates in both parties, but has never previously run for office himself. Missouri was once considered a swing state, but has decidedly moved Republican in recent years. This race is considered crucial for the Democrats if they want to have a chance to gain control of the Senate. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.